The Ghana AIDS Commission has launched the revised national HIV and AIDS workplace policy to provide broad guidelines to direct the formulation and implementation of workplace HIV and AIDS policies and programs. The policy is to provide protection from all forms of stigma and discrimination in the workplace to people with real or perceived HIV infection. The Director General of GAC, Dr. Angela Ella Das, stated this at the end-of-year media engagement in Accra. Here's a news desk report.
The Director General of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Dr. Angela Ella Das, said the policy is to prevent the spread of HIV among workers, their families and dependents. She said it will also provide access to treatment, care and support for persons infected and affected by HIV and AIDS. She commended the media for their partnership in their advocacy to educate the public on the dangers of the disease. The Director General called on the media to forge partnerships with the Commission and support them to achieve the overall goal of zero HIV society. Dr. Ellada said the Commission has a comfortable budget for next year to implement their strategic plan for the first quarter of the year. She said in the coming year, the Commission will pursue partnership with the private sector and corporate institutions to support their operations. She noted that no one's HIV status must be disclosed at the workplace without his or her knowledge. The president of the Ghana Journalists Association, Ramford Tete, called on the media to continue to support the commission to disseminate information on the disease. He urged journalists to participate in workshops organized by the commission in order to build their capacity on issues related to HIV and AIDS. He said journalists should focus on developmental issues that will enhance the lives of the ordinary Ghanaian.
That was a news desk report.